I will tell you, any so-called faith that stands in opposition to Christ and his honor and glory, as he's revealed here in this word, can only end badly for those that stand against Christ. That's what it's really about. It's that rebellion against him. It's saying, we will not have this man to reign over us. And so, even as Paul instructed Timothy, to be strong, literally to be vested with power is what that means. And in the grace of God. That's where our strength is. It's in the power of God's grace. And any constancy, any perseverance in this gospel, I will tell you, is for one reason. It's because the Lord himself has given that constancy. And we're to flee every other way. It's in his death that sinners are redeemed and justified. That's when it occurred, when he put it away. And he was delivered into the hands of sinful men. You stop and think about it. These were the religious people of the day who crucified him. These were the high priests that condemned him. They delivered up the Lamb of God and yet didn't even know that they were delivering up the Prince of Life. Had they known, they wouldn't have crucified him. But the Lord, all the while they were accomplishing their will, and they're called wicked men. It didn't matter how religious they were. None of that stands before a holy God. That's why Christ said of them, in that day they'd say, Lord, Lord, have we not done many mighty works in your name? He'll say, depart from me, you workers of iniquity. Workers of iniquity, I never knew you. Do you realize that that's true of anybody that seeks to approach unto God in any other way than by this one death, burial, and resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ? You remain in your wickedness because you don't have a righteousness that can match that of God. But Christ did. When he was delivered up and crucified, it was according to God's purpose, that word crucified. He died because he was numbered among transgressors. And it says in the third day, rise again. You know why it's important, that resurrection? Because his resurrection is proof that God was satisfied. You look over one more verse here in Romans chapter 4. These are scriptures that, as the Lord continues to teach me, become more and more precious to my soul because it takes it entirely out of my hands. It's not in my believing, it's not in my seeing, it's not how well I can reason and understand it. It's in the one who came, lived, died, and rose again. He earned it, he established it. And upon completion of his work, God imputed it once for all to sinners such as we are. That's what Romans 4:25 says, who was delivered for our offenses. For means because of. The offenses weren't his, they were ours. But here it is again, and was raised again for or because of our justification. That means when he was raised, that's God declaring once for all that he has justified everyone for whom he died, in spite of their weaknesses, in spite of their failings, in spite of their blindness and ignorance. So if a man is striving according to the flesh and thinks by his own efforts that he's going to be crowned, that word in essence means to be approved, then he cannot be crowned except he's tried lawfully. In other words, if you go down that path, you better have perfection not only in word and deed, but thought. That's why many will stand before God one day and say, Lord, Lord, and he said, I never knew you. To strive lawfully is like it's described in Hebrews, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. Those who run this race or war, this warfare, are those who do so under the banner of Christ's imputed righteousness, that they are his because he has worked it out for him. And so verse 6, the husbandman that laboreth must be first partaker of the fruits. Consider what I say, and the Lord give thee understanding in all things. In other words, the described here as a warfare, but it's also a farmer cultivating that field, there's certain ways of cultivating that field, the proper seed, the weeding of it, of the garden, and the anticipation of the fruit. To partake of that, it has to be done according to the laws and rules of agriculture, or else you can't expect a good fruit. Try just going out there and throwing any old seed out there and then standing back and hoping to have something from it. That's not how it works. So all of this Paul is using metaphorically here to show what it is to be completely committed to the Lord. He says, consider what I say, and the Lord give thee understanding all things. Men don't understand this. It's the Lord by his Spirit